Ollie, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about this podcast. Give me the elevator pitch.
Well, the podcast is called After Hashtag Me Too, Stories of Social Change. And we wanted to create a podcast to discuss how the world has changed after Me Too. It was such a big movement. So we explore gender and power and what feminism means today through real women's stories.
And so did that involve, I guess, going out and sort of chatting to real women, or was there a lot of experts on board?
It was both. It was both. The key of the podcast, though, is really the women's stories and what has changed for them. But obviously we have experts on board to sort of help bring those stories out into give them more context, I guess, yeah.
And it was such a massive cultural movement. How do you, I guess, go about, how did you even begin tackling something like this when it was just such a mammoth issue there for a few months?
Yeah, it was difficult to know where to go and I guess which stories to tell, because there were so many. I think that every individual person kind of has a bit of a story with it too. You know, a conversation that they've had that's maybe been really enlightening, or, you know, a big life-changing event that's happened afterwards. Yeah, so I think that was one of the big challenges, knowing which stories to tell. But I think we've got some really good ones.
I'm looking forward to it. So were there any, I guess, really specific stories that really got to you during the making of this?
Yeah, I guess there were a couple. The first one that we're going to be launching on the criminal justice system told a story of this woman who was abused as a child and went through the criminal justice system to find justice. And she did. They got a positive conviction, but the system itself was kind of re-traumatizing her and had a really hard time with it. So, we chat a little bit about how the criminal justice system isn't always set up for justice with relation to victims. And that's a really really harrowing story, but at the same time, she says she would totally do it all again.
Wow.
Yeah, even after she went through all that. So that's an exciting one to look forward to. The other one that I'm really excited about, we're currently still making, it will be our last episode, but it's all about men and how men have responded to Me Too. Yeah, it's been really great doing interviews for this and hearing stories of men reflecting on their past actions and behaviours and perhaps realising that some of it wasn't as great as they thought it was and how they've kind of reconciled that in sort of a post-Me Too world. And also talking about the importance of men in women's movements, because I think that that's often overlooked.
Well, that is, you know, of course, you know, what about the men? Hashtag not all men. It's a response you see fairly often. So it'll be nice to hear something a bit different from that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Men that actually want to engage in a positive way.
So what was it? What's it been like, I guess, working on a podcast of this scale?
It's been really fun. I've got to meet so many amazing people. It's really been incredible. The women that are working in this space are such amazing, strong women. Jane Brock from Immigrant Women Speak Out is my new favorite person in the world. She's my hero.
I love that. What was she chatting about?
So Immigrant Women Speak Out is an organization that helps women from non-English speaking backgrounds and immigrant women escape domestic violence situation. So she just has such a great fire in her. She's from the Philippines but has lived in Australia now for a long time.
And so the podcast is coming out on the 7th, super close, which is exciting. How can people get on board once it's released?
Yeah, if they just hit us up on the website, 2ser.com, they'll find it right there.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Ollie.
Thank you.